You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Today's episode is brought to you by The Bike Riders, a new film from Jeff Nichols starring Jodie Comer, Austin Butler, and Tom Hardy. Inspired by true events, The Bike Riders follows Benny, played by Austin Butler, the newest member of Midwestern motorcycle club The Vandals, led by the enigmatic Johnny, played by Tom Hardy. Critics are calling it electrifying, stunning, exhilarating, powerful, and the godfather of biker movies. Experience The Bike Riders on the big screen this summer. Now playing only in theaters. Visit BikeRidersMovie.com to get tickets now.
I've been texting Christian. I ain't getting any responses. I am getting some responses, but they don't sound like him. Yeah, I don't know. It just sounds weird. It sounds like maybe a bot is responding. So I really don't know what the hell's going on. It sounds like very robotic. And we have a special guest host. So ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, I'm gonna let you see him for himself, Erling Haaland, everybody. Come on.
Yes.
Look at this. He's here.
I've arrived.
Erling Mother Effing Haaland is here.
Hello, everyone.
This is his accent, dude.
Okay. Que lo que, everyone.
There's Erling Haalando.
Okay.
It's the Cooligans, stupid.
Erling Haalando.
Yeah. Is that Berling Ballin? It is.
It happens to be.
Yo, what's good?
You know, just recovering. Took a little knock the other day, you know? So I figured I'd come and co-host the show.
By the way, I do want to give a shout out to Benja Skolnick, who, when you weren't in the seat, said, Alexis is hosting with his dad today.
That's a solid Halloween costume.
Would have ruined the bit had I read it at the time, so I didn't, but you deserve all the credit.
Hello, welcome to the Cooligans with special guest co-host Erling Haaland.
That's right. For those of you listening, just go to our Instagram or go to YouTube and check it out.
Go to No Context Cooligans right now, because I'm sure they're popping off.
At some point, there's going to be a picture of me pointing back while you're sitting doing this.
Oh, yes. Excited to be here because it's Halloween.
Uh-huh. Christian walked in today and goes, what did you dress up as? And I was like, come again?
This is how it is. You know, somebody being excited about, you know, Halloween and holidays and doing fun stuff for the show. And somebody deciding to give zero to little effort.
You're here for the jokes, folks. If you came here to watch me dressed up as, you know what? Put in the chat. Or tweet at me if you're listening to this. What's the Halloween costume I should be?
Okay, great question.
How about that? That would be interesting.
Ben Skolnick said, it's okay. I don't have a daddy either.
Hey, okay. Well, let's go.
Okay. You know, it's obviously something to celebrate, okay? SKC Fantasy said, let's go. Ghouligans.
Hey.
That's what we need. We need all the Halloween puns in the chat. Welcome to the show.
It's the Cooligans, buddy.
Poppy. We don't have dads, but Poppy's always here for us.
That's right. We don't need dads. Insert crying emojis.
Morgan said, a bodega owner.
Aw, very nice. Someone said, as an NYCFC fan, sad. Morgan Tenza also said that. Thank you, Morgan.
Nick Wright said, when Christian trick-or-treated, did he hold out for the apple no one wanted?
Yeah. What was your trick-or-treat candy, go-to candy?
I love, I'm a sour candy guy, so anything.
You are a big, Sour Patch Kids kind of a guy.
Yeah. There weren't always too many sour candies, but like, you know, those,
A big chocolate thing. You're not a chocolate fan.
No, not a big fan. What were those?
You guys heard that, right? He's not a fan of chocolate.
Those like tart. They came in sweet tarts.
Sweet tarts were great.
Sweet tarts. That's my wheelhouse, bro. I don't even care if they were like needles and knives in that candy. I'm like, it's still sweet tart in
the
there.
The blood adds a little bit of extra flavor.
Phase Distortion said, Alexis, dress as a Spurs fan.
Oh, but where am I going to get the paperboy hat and the bowl of me saying, I want some more?
Why, just a little bit of trophies?
Yeah, just please. A little trophy.
welcome to the Cooligans, everyone. My name is Erling Haaland, obviously.
Hi, and I'm just Alexis.
Okay, look, I mean, it's a great costume.
I'm not a big Halloween guy. Were you a Halloween guy growing up?
Halloween, you could be a guy or girl, doesn't matter, right? You know, you could dress up as whatever you like.
Yeah, but were you a big fan of Halloween?
I was. I wouldn't say a big fan.
Were you the standard costume or the... you got to guess what it is kind of a costume, or one of those more creative pun-based,
maybe? Well, one time I dressed up, it was a Halloween contest that I went to at a friend's house, and I dressed up as Rorschach from The Watchmen. Rorschach is a guy, he wears a mask, and it's a Rorschach image on his face, on the mask. It's a great comic book and film.
Watchmen is the happy face with the bullet hole in it.
Yes. Okay. Yes. I dressed up as him before the Watchmen film came out. So everybody's like, who are you dressed at? What is that?
Right. A bunch of Alexises were like, what?
But even people that were like into Marvel and like the casual kind of, comic book movies and stuff were just like, what the hell is this? Right. But I, because there was no Rorschach like costume available, I had to like buy all the garments like separately. So I ended up I had to buy a trench coat that I still have. I'm like just a man with a trench coat, which is great.
You're not really a trench coat kind of a guy.
I wore it once, but the trench coats are wildly expensive.
Yes, they're very expensive.
It was like almost $200 for this goddamn trench coat.
They're built to keep you warm from the knees to your neck and stop from, having
a waterproof. And it's a coat with a belt, bro. It has all these, features.
Yeah.
But it was like $200 for the trench coat. Mm. I had to buy like the matching sort of slacks. I had to buy like these shoes. I ended up spending like $5.
No one knew what this guy looked like. You could have worn sweats and you could have gotten a hat that said Rorschach for $20.
Bro, I went in and I did so poorly in the Halloween contest.
Yeah, of course.
Wasn't
you
even
did.
Close.
Who won, sexy kitten?
But I won the Halloween contest the year prior. Just wearing a giant banana costume.
We talked about this. And someone's entire family still calls you banana.
Banano. My Colombian friends call me Banano still.
That's crazy. I forgot to hit record. We did all that. Christian Inspector Gadget Polanco. Christian's cosplaying as Ernesto Hollando.
Oh, my goodness. Happy to be here. I'm exhausted.
You do kind of look like early, Gilfy Holland's illegitimate Dominican child.
Happy to look. I'm glad to be associated with that family.
What happened on that preseason tour, Gilfy?
His name is Alfie.
Is it Alfie? Yeah. Where'd I get Gilfy?
You can't even say that man's name.
We shouldn't even say it.
Okay. We're pretty exhausted from a long weekend. Remember the American soccer weekend that we had, highs and lows. And we'll talk about it more tomorrow on our U.S. Shouts to U.S. But obviously, we were in D.C. and in Philly for the NWSL championship and the Eastern Conference final.
It's a hell of a week.
Still recovering. If Erling Haaland doesn't have the pace and power that you're normally used to seeing.
It's just not as crisp as I'm familiar with.
So that is the reason. Because I got home at 2 a.m. After a long drive.
Yeah, I got home around 1 because you dropped me off and then drove home. It was a tough one. But I went to bed around 2 and I woke up around 9:30. So I'm feeling pretty good today. Mm. Also, the cold brew is helping. Colo Blanco back in the chat after forever.
Welcome back. I think maybe this is a perfect transition into the first topic,
which is
given that Colo Blanco is in Miami or at least near Miami. I don't know exactly where he lives, but I mean the news obviously about Inter Miami and
I figured we would talk about this tomorrow.
This is too big. This is goddamn Lionel Messi, bro.
This is huge.
This is, yeah.
We talked about this just about 2 years ago when the rumor was that he was going to be your teammate, Erling. And then 2 years later, he would move to NYCFC.
Yeah.
Because that didn't happen. He goes to PSG, 2-year contract. End of the contract. It looks like he will be going to Inter Miami.
Yeah.
So, that is a rumor, but everyone's talking about it.
So this was reported by David Ornstein of The Athletic. So all accounts are suggesting that this is 100% legit. I saw Tom Bogert tweet this as well, mm-hmm. said that the rumors about this are pretty accurate, and it looks like it's a very real possibility. So obviously PSG still want him.
Right. He's having an insane season. I believe 13 goals and 12 assists or 13...
No, he doesn't have that many assists, but I don't even think he has double-digit goals.
Yeah, no, he does.
He does? Maybe. Yeah. Maybe in all competition. I know in Ligue 1 he hasn't scored that too many times. But this is obviously this huge news.
Massive.
So obviously this isn't MLS-related thing, which we would talk about tomorrow, but Messi's Messi, bro. Messi gets the clicks.
So let's just talk about it from the European perspective today, and then we'll talk about it from the American perspective tomorrow. Sure. And we will talk about Liverpool completely capitulating. But
I mean, the season's not over yet. But
no. But I mean, this probably ain't the way you planned it out so far. let's talk about is this the right move for Messi, knowing how good he still is? And wouldn't a Premier League team want him?
So the question of is it the right move? Him leaving Europe. Is it the right move? I mean, at this point,
if you were his agent,
yeah. I mean, if I was his agent and I can see the it doesn't matter where on the earth this man lives or plays,
right?
He's gonna make tons of money, and he's gonna make his team a lot of money. So
does he want more money though? Because I bet you like a Saudi club will pay him like $250 million.
There's no way. Money cannot be the motivator.
So then it's just about sort of him finishing out his career at top form. But one of the tweets that came out has said that, you know, him and his family have been pretty obvious or pretty, you know, they've been pretty vocal about them wanting to build his brand and continue to grow his brand in the U.S.
Right. And he loves Miami. He visits often. He has a home in Miami as well.
He's practically Cuban.
Sure. I'm sure Argentinians love hearing that.
Yeah. He smacks the mate out of someone's hand. He's like, bring me a colada.
Okay. Cafecito exclusively.
I tweeted this out. I don't know if you saw this. I tweeted this out. I said, what do you think is the first question that we will ask?
I did see this. Yes.
Messi. And there have been some pretty insane responses. So
I can put them on the screen.
There we go.
First one, Eric Esteban says, top croqueta, Islas Canarias, Bird Road, or Islas Canarias, Tenerife.
Tenerife.
Okay.
I'm a fan of homemade croquetas. I've really explored the croquetas in Miami, but Andy Munoz said, did you check your bed for bed bugs? Apparently I'm an expert at now.
That's right. People are reaching out to you.
My favorite is Del Schaefer. He said, I had asked what's the first question you think we'll each ask? And only some people followed that. Put a question. Some people put both. Alexis, why didn't you play for my Arsenal? And Christian, do you like dogs?
That's a fair, because I know if I ask them, hey, why don't you play for Everton? I think I know what the answer is going to be.
I think the answer is pretty obvious. Chapito said, Alexis would ask, why do you think MLS is the greatest league in the world? And Christian said, which World Cup do you consider the biggest prize, FIFA or MLS?
That's a great question.
Which has come back up.
Yeah, you saw the thing in Philly.
We were next to that woman. I think that's part of the joke. I think they're in on the joke.
There's no way it's proper news. There shouldn't be any jokes in the news.
I disagree. They gotta inspire some engagement now.
Nah, dog.
TV's dying, dude. Jaron put where he got his short is Jordan.
His short.
Which it's important. Also, I know where it is. It's D squared, and it should be made illegal. There's a bunch of really funny ones in here. We should retweet some of them. Yo, my guy, why ain't you paying someone to dress you? And you would ask, have you seen my latest spreadsheet on your XG against Sporting Kansas City at home in overcast conditions with light wind from the east?
But you know what? If I asked that question, Messi would know.
Yeah.
He would know that.
He's a robot.
Okay. You don't think he pays attention to that stuff? Get out of here. So the question that you initially posed, is it the right move leaving Europe? Look, his legacy, his career is already set in stone. There's really nothing he can do from a footballing perspective that's going to tarnish it in any way at all. Unless he comes to Inter Miami and they get the wooden spoon. That would be, everybody be like, yo, you made the wrong move.
If I think what would tarnish his name, the only thing he can do would be go play for Real Madrid.
Right. Yeah, that could do it.
That's it. Yeah. I can't think of anything else.
So, but, you know,
or maybe go play for one of those teams in, you know, somewhere in between Far East and West that just spent a lot of money.
What, the Atlantic Ocean?
You know what I'm talking about. It's almost as if it were in the middle in the East there. That just spent a ton of money and there's no real footballing. There's not the footballing standard you're used to.
Right. And that's happened to a lot of legends and, of you know, course. So we've kind of established it's not about maintaining some sort of legacy. Like, he's set. There's nothing. He's done everything he could do. If he wins the World Cup this in Qatar, then that's it. It's official. The man is golden, can do whatever he wants without anyone really questioning it. Now, this is where the benefits are clearly there to whatever club he ends up at, whatever league he ends up at. The attention, the eyeballs would just immediately go there.
Yeah, he brings also the Apple deal.
Right.
What a way to...
Apple's trying to make this happen, bro.
Apple's on the phone being like, oh, no one's ever paid. You're getting the iPhone 20 right now.
bro. We're going to skip ahead a couple and get you. Bro, we'll build you a home in Cupertino, dog.
But you know what? You own the Apple Donut building, bro. That's you.
Okay. So this is, you know, the ball is in Messi's court as far as where he wants to continue just living his life and live as comfortably as possible. And you would imagine that the priorities are for his wife and children and probably nothing more. I mean, there's no amount of money that you can offer that will will sway his decision.
No, there's nothing
PSG
financially. No, unless PSG said we'll give you part ownership of PSG.
Right,
that might be the only thing that'd be like, I'm gonna be here for two more years. Don't worry, MLS, I'm coming.
Right. So, I think it's in more than kind of like when LeBron left Cleveland.
The economy of Cleveland
fell apart. That's sort of what's at stake here. I mean, I think not that Paris is going to collapse if Messi leaves.
Yeah, Paris got nothing left.
But the economic impact of Messi
in a footballing standards, it's insane.
In Florida, Inter Miami's with new stadium. The whole thing.
Well, the stadium won't be ready in time, so he's going to have to play in Florida.
No, he'll probably be there. Yeah, he'll probably be there for a year or two. But the stadium should be done in two, 3 years, right? I feel like it's...
I don't know. Does he have that much time coming?
He's going to be He's going to be 35. I think he would stick around. And Inter Miami will do everything they can to make sure he does.
Colo Blanco said that I Messi coming out.
Bro.
That's what we're all going to say when he scores. I Messi. What's the latest on the permanent Inter Milan stadium? We don't know. It hasn't been built yet. So homie's going to be in Fort Lauderdale going the same.
Oh, you said Inter Milan. That's why I was confused. Inter Miami,
my bad. Right. Inter Miami Stadium. Yeah, we don't have it.
Don't confuse the two, bro, because you're going to get a lawsuit.
Yeah. Legally speaking, I'm going to have to edit that out.
Paris got mad croissants. Well, obviously, difficult to leave.
Yeah, I don't know why that was brought up, but thank you for reminding me. Had a pano chocolate this morning. By the way, had the right amount of chocolate. You know, sometimes pano chocolates only have the two little strips.
I don't even know what that is.
The chocolate croissant.
You call it pano?
Pano chocolate.
Pano chocolate. Pano.
Also, unless you're in the south of France, and then it's called a chocolatine.
Bro, learn something every day. Ben Skolin said, Christian, stop dressing to match the studio lighting. It's messing with my optics.
The back is blue.
Oh, my bad. What are you going to do?
But the shoulders are the black gap. All right, well, we're going to have to cut.
You can't see me? That's what's going on?
We got to cut all this out this show, bro.
Okay. So, yeah. So, look, overall, the idea of, look, Messi leaving.
Crimson Pizza said, whoa, Erling Haaland about to be canceled for brown face.
Bro, I can't believe he did that.
Bro, and we'll let it happen. We won't explain what happened.
So the Messi leaving PSG, I think, is the, you know, at this, once he left Barcelona, I think we all knew he was going to be a mercenary, kind of the Cristiano Ronaldo, you know, approach after he left Real Madrid and just go where, you know, it's his choice to really literally go and play for any club that he wants. Ronaldo's not in that scenario.
No, he is not. But I guess this sort of sparks the conversation of with the sort of the year he's having so far, the way he's playing. Would you consider his time, if he doesn't win Champions League, would you consider his time at PSG a failure?
Yes, because the standard at PSG is to the mission, the goal is to win Champions League. We all know that. So yeah, without a doubt. And I don't think they're winning Champions League. I don't think they're a strong enough team. He's acclimated after Pochettino left. He's clearly acclimated a little bit more. Mm-hmm. You want to see
Gaultier is also doing an incredible job.
And you know, I don't know how serious the news about Kylian Mbappe and like him not wanting to be there, wanting to leave in January. Like
everybody said it's not true, which means it's 100%.
Yeah. So I think there's a little bit of like, you know, dysfunction mm-hmm. with the club, and dysfunction to the degree that winning more than the championship in Ligue 1 or like Coupe de France or whatever, it has to go to another gear, and I don't know if even with Messi, with Neymar, with Mbappe, I just don't know if they can get there. So
yeah.
I don't think he has any particular reason to stay. That's really the main thing. So whether he goes back to Barcelona, which has been rumored as well, I think it's a you know, why would he want to go back to Barcelona either, right?
You're not going to live as easy a life at Barcelona as you will in Miami. Like Messi will be able to go out to dinner. In Miami.
Bro, you remember, you saw when he went outside in Miami. It's the same thing.
It's not the same.
It's pretty close.
I mean, look, you're a global superstar.
Yeah.
You know, like.
You don't think there's Argentinians in Miami that are interested in seeing that man? Bro.
Paulo Nelson put this in our chat. I'm not sure if this is true or not. He said, did you guys know that there is a Messi Cirque du Soleil show?
I think I did.
No, you couldn't have known this because this can't be true.
I think
there's a Messi themed Cirque du Soleil show. What are they, just scoring free kicks?
Yeah, Messi 10 Cirque du Soleil, and it's like a soccer themed Cirque du Soleil show. I'm trying to get some. Let me see.
We gotta go.
We got the headline says, "What is Messi 10?" It says, "Messi 10 is a show unlike any other, where the worlds of football and circus collide."
Because that's something people have asked for.
how long is Messi 10? I mean, it's getting very personal.
Did he just take a cold shower?
Okay, yeah. I mean, look, you could. It's in proportion to his height. Yeah, you gotta take that into consideration.
He plays in a warm climate, so it's pretty good. You know,
the show is divided into two halves of 45 minutes each.
Of course it is.
With a 25 minute intermission.
Is this Champions League final?
Okay. What's her name is going to perform?
Who?
Camila Cabello.
Oh yeah, that's right. And everyone's going to love it. Where can I see Messi 10?
Where can I see Messi 10? Look, oh yeah, I'll put it up here.
The show tours throughout the world. View the current tour schedule above and see if Messi 10 is stopping in your city.
Is Messi 10 appropriate for children? Messi 10 is meant to be enjoyed by the whole family. That being said, it does contain loud noises and some dark scenes.
Ooh, what? They show him getting the injection. injections as a teenager.
It gets a little serious, okay?
And that's in like a big banner of his, it's his legs unfurling. Wait, hold on. See where they're touring. Are they in town?
It looks like it's a Vegas show. Shows and tickets. Where is it?
Messi 10. Right there.
Oh, Messi 10. Row. Okay. Oh, yeah. It's in Argentina from March 9th.
Of course it's in Argentina.
The 26th. I guess that's the next one.
We got to go watch this.
All right. Buenos Aires. We'll see you there.
Bro. Do we take SKC Fan TV with us then?
Yo, the collab of all collabs.
Bro, just him screaming, hello, everybody! The whole time.
I want to see. Should we watch the trailer? Yeah, let's do this.
Is this guy carrying a bunch of soccer balls?
Let's do it. Here we go.
Wait, is he the goal net? Hold on. Wait a minute.
Okay, let me see this. I think there should be sound on this as well. That it?
Well, there's so much more to this video.
Oh, there's nothing. It's just 20 seconds of subscribe.
I don't know. I don't think it was enough, but I'm already hooked.
Okay. I mean, it could have felt more soccer-y.
Yeah. I mean, there was a freestyler.
There was one freestyler.
They picked a woman and picked her up and threw her into a goal. That was pretty great.
It was a dude, carrying 4,000 soccer balls on his back.
In a goal net. It wasn't like, even a bag.
Damn, bro, you going to training? That's how Messi trained.
You bring the balls and the goal with you?
Paolo, thank you so much for reminding us about that. Okay.
Paolo, bro, you put a whole new layer in this show.
Justin Freeber asked, so when do we announce the Cirque de Cooligans?
Oh,
dude, I mean, doing backflips, eating pizza.
Cirque de Gully.
Cirque de Goulet.
Bro.
So look, well, I think after seeing the tweets from Booger, sorry, my hair's in my eyes, you know how it is.
Yeah, I'm sure Erling is like, ugh, been there.
But after seeing that, I think the tweets from the people within MLS being like, yo, this is actually pretty legit. Now, you know, we're getting hype. I mean, for just the, I think anytime there is a transfer of that degree of a player, you have to pay attention to it, and it is pretty wild. So I hope, look, Messi and MLS, I think, changes the perception of the league, because no matter, it could be like, it could be retirement league this, retirement league that, but bro, Messi's Messi.
I mean, there's just no question,
right,
that even if it doesn't change the perception, because I feel like the perception of the league is like sort of advancing and moving forward, and people are giving it a little bit more respect, especially as more players start to get like even rumored, like the Orlando City player that's being rumored to go to Arsenal, things like that. As that stuff starts to go,
who is that?
What is his name? Facundo Torres.
Facundo Torres. Yeah.
As these things kind of happen, like more and more the league, especially with the way Miguel Mirón is playing, which we definitely got to talk about.
Yeah, dude.
As these things happen, the league's, all right, maybe MLS, you know, is that. Messi being there, I don't think changes that perception, but it certainly changes the amount of eyes that are on the league.
Without a doubt. So, there's no wrong move when it comes to, you know, Don Garber trying to make that happen, bro.
Just imagine me and you just joking around with fucking Messi, bro.
Bro, at Messi 10, as we're watching Messi 10 together. Oh.
Okay. Fully erect.
That's the point of the him show. Or us? What's going on?
All three, dude. Isn't that the point of the show?
All right, we started. Let's get what's in the title of today's show. But it's Liverpool. They're down bad. They're falling apart. What?
If you are a Liverpool fan, let us know if you are stressing.
Because their last game they lost 1-0 to Nottingham Forest before that, and then they lost to Leeds 2-1.
The Leeds 2-1 is a big one because it came at home. Can I give you a crazy stat that you're not prepared for?
Bro, if it's not on a spreadsheet, I don't want it.
Bro. You're about to hear a crazy stat.
An Alex stat.
That was Virgil van Dijk's first loss at home.
That's for, it's what, 5 years, 6 years that he's been there?
Bro.
Wow. Well, I mean, Anfield is kind of, you know, very much a fortress.
How insane is that?
Yeah. Well, the Everton, so it's not their first, it's not their loss, like, they've lost at Anfield, obviously, but it's Virgil van Dijk. Virgil van Dijk was obviously injured for a while.
Yeah, that's his first time he's ever his first been time, a part yeah, of
which
a
is still pretty incredible. So, I mean, it says that you know, Virgil van Dijk is the best defender in the Premier League, much better than William Saliba.
Was. Was. You know, some flex put Lisandro Martinez, best center back in the league.
That's a people.
And I said, under 6 foot.
I mean, he has...
he's played incredibly well.
He's proved a lot of doubters wrong. People that are out here height shaming to our short kings. Okay?
Yeah.
Hey. He's a short dude. Yeah, he's a little short. He's not like...
He's my height.
Yeah. He's
I'm not a center back for a lot of reasons.
3-4 inches and, you know, nobody's saying anything about him, but it's...
This could be a completely different conversation. Yeah,
everybody's talking about him. but the dude is also, you know, the dude is built. The dude is solid. He is sturdy.
He's also...
He's doing the sturdy.
They call him the Butcher.
Excuse me?
That's his nickname.
Wow.
They're not allowed to hang the banner they made for him. They made the Liverpool fans made an Argentinian flag, but instead of that sun thing in the middle, they put a butcher knife, a cleaver.
Okay, yeah, you can't.
It's also kind of, I think it might have blood on it.
not in England, bro.
England's like, look, we got a whole knife thing that happens here.
You can't be.
You might not want to have the biggest knife. but yeah, he's the Butcher.
Yeah, so But what does this mean for Liverpool and Jurgen Klopp? The fact
Justin Freiburg said, by the way, hey, Christian, 3 or 4 inches is very normal and average.
Okay.
That's perfectly fine.
Okay, look, I mean, look, I'm not familiar, but okay, it's all good. I'm here to support. All
yeah.
Right? So the...
Liverpool, if you don't know, are currently in ninth place with Brighton above them and Fulham above them. Which is probably not where you thought they would end up.
Yeah, I mean, I think the surprising thing...
They've also lost 3 of their last 5. I mean, that's just so rough.
Yeah, look, and Klopp has just been basically like injuries are, you know, is the main reason. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they didn't have a lot of injuries at the beginning of the year, and they were still kind of dealing with the same exact thing.
I mean, the biggest injury is not having Sadio Mane, bro.
I mean,
that's an injury to your... It's got to be that, right? I mean, that he just unlocked...
Yeah, I mean, maybe the Darwin Nunez got a red early in the year, and I think that made it a little bit more difficult for him to just adapt to the team and be, you know, be that Sadio Mane kind of replacement.
He's never going to be a Sadio Mane replacement, but he is a... Finally, we have a striker. But if you look at that right-hand side, I mean, it's a, you know... Everyone along that side is having a bad season. What does that tell you? You know?
Oh, it's like Trent, Salah.
Yeah, Salah's having a bad... I mean, what are you supposed to do?
Yeah, it's hard. Look, I wouldn't say that Liverpool are just like they're figured out because they did beat Manchester City and they looked pretty confident and comfortable doing that.
Well, this is how upside down this friggin' season is.
Yeah, it's I think the loss to...
And Nottingham Forest.
Yeah, like, I'm you know, obviously I'm an Everton fan, so Liverpool...
If you don't know, Nottingham Forest in the last spot.
They
the 20th, and Leeds is in 15th.
But the loss to Nottingham Forest is, I mean, arguably much worse for Liverpool. How many shots did they take in that game? They just, like, it was like... I mean, they absolutely dominated on every statistic.
15 shots to 10 shots. Actually, not. Both of them had 7 shots on target.
So, but Dean Henderson had to have an unbelievable game.
They also had 76% possession.
That's also a big deal.
I feel like that helps. 14
fouls. But that loss is much more of a concern because you really, as Liverpool, you should beat the very bad teams.
I couldn't disagree more. I think losing to Leeds at home in the last moments... I mean, did you see Jesse Marsh reacting?
I did.
Oh, and here it is.
It's a nice GIF of him doing
it's half an air guitar, which is why I don't like it.
Yeah, it's air. It's also,
it's like, it's hot.
Who does it? Zidane did that. Remember, he had that that famous one when the bicycle kick that Bale scored or Ronaldo scored in the Champions League, and he went like that. He was like,
yeah, but it's a little bit smoother. This is this is like,
it's a little bit more, you know, Hall and Oates.
Yeah, this, you know? This is. Yeah, this is a little, because here's the thing. He's doing the sort of like the waving your fingers loosely kind of a thing. Like,
yeah, like snap, hot, the snapping.
But his other hand is out, allowing you to pass. You go first at the red light, you know?
So, but this moment was obviously, you know, whatever. Like, an American manager succeeding, beating Jurgen Klopp and
being
Liverpool.
So Midwestern.
And people, he's endearing to a lot of people.
I think his... I'm going to say this, and I mean this in the nicest way possible. His corniness is him being his true self.
Yeah.
He is a pair of all birds. You know what I'm saying?
He's 100% soccer dad.
Yes.
That's it. You know? And then I love this. So I didn't watch the game, so I don't really know the context of this. But there's some moment where he's just... somebody in the chat, please let me know, because I didn't get a chance. We were obviously in D.C. and in Philly. We were doing a lot of stuff.
Kid decided to get a tan.
But you can see the photo. He's just laying down in the technical area.
Soaking it all in.
At Anfield. I just would love to know the context of why he did this.
But people who remember him playing in the league, and I don't have a distinct memory, but from a lot of the people we've spoken to in some of the clips we've seen, he was a bit of a shit talker. He was like, you know, he loved to get under people's skin and stuff.
Yeah.
So this all seems pretty normal. For those of you who don't know the photo, the technical error, he's just laying on his elbows, feet crossed.
Yeah.
Soaking it all in. Hey, the kid's a winner.
Anfield, like what you've done with the place.
Hey, I just wanted to look up and just see where my 3 points are. Because okay. I'm not leaving until I get them in my pocket.
No, but you saw how the Leeds players celebrated. You saw Tyler Adams immediately rush over to Jesse Marsh. It is
handed him his air guitar.
Bro, go off.
Yeah. Solo.
Okay, you did this. All right. But you get the sense, especially from the American players at Leeds, and even the non-American players, they are really embracing the Leeds United America, the Major League Soccer. There's a us against the world type of thing, and even the English players are like, I'm going to support this American.
I think what they're seeing is like, wait a minute, you can play the sport and have fun,
right? And
you don't have to take everything so seriously.
But I also love Jesse Marsh's transparency and vulnerability. Even he tweeted or was on Instagram, and he was just like, look, we've had a poor run of form. We're losing games that we should win. We're losing games that we should at least get a point in. We know we have problems, but we're working on it. And it's just like, there's no arrogance in his approach to managing, or at least how he deals with the media.
He's
in the
conference, he goes, I've had about enough of this. I've had about enough of losing. And I'm like, all right.
Okay.
He's not talking the way a British, you know, manager would, who would be like, you know, we have to go back and look and cross all our T's and butter all our scones, or whatever they say, you know?
Yeah, you know, the common colloquialisms. Yeah, yeah. We all know those.
Dash all of our H's.
JG said, Jesse definitely swings his legs when he's sitting on ledges. The man, you can't break his spirit.
Yay. Dude, he's a dad.
He's
man.
All day. You won't break my soul. That's it.
Bro, he shows up to training in a damn minivan. And you ain't going to take that away from him. Someone wants to know, where is Jesse on the vibe scale, says Benja Skolnick.
He's not.
It's a problem. He's not vibe. He is a vibe.
He is a vibe, but he's not. Plural vibes.
No. He ain't vibes. Here's the thing. You invite Jesse to a party, but you know he's bringing like snacks, and juice boxes.
Right.
You know?
So
he ain't bringing the brownies you want, you know? But he is bringing brownies. And he's going to be like, look, I put little ghouls on.
He's bringing responsible brownies.
Yeah. He's like, look, I put little ghosts on the brownies.
Now's the time to start your next adventure behind the wheel of an exciting new Toyota hybrid. With the largest lineup of hybrid, plug-in hybrid, and electrified vehicles to choose from, Toyota has the one for you. Every new Toyota hybrid comes with Toyota Care 2-year complimentary scheduled maintenance, an exclusive hybrid battery warranty, and Toyota's legendary quality and reliability. Visit your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. See your local Toyota dealer for hybrid battery warranty details.
Dellboy said FSG saving Jesse Marsh's job, obviously the ownership group.
Dude, America looking out for America, bro.
Right. Fenway Sports Group, right? Mm-hmm. You know, looking out for
fuck out of here, Sports Group, bro.
Okay. And this rebrand has been intense.
Yo.
I didn't realize.
So we all have to drive two-door Camaros? Let's go.
An exciting win. And I think, you know, realistically, if they get a point at Liverpool, I think, you know, a big deal.
Save. A draw would have been, count that as a win.
Yeah, proud
but
point.
But a win? Air guitar.
I mean, like, literally, Leeds ownership are like, all right, we're going to give you 6 more games.
Yo, bro.
We were going to.
He has a 15-year contract.
because I did think Jesse Marsh was, and sort of still is, in danger of losing his job.
If he loses the next 3 or 4, no one remembers this. Yeah. But, yeah.
Look,
Marsh gives himself a curfew, says Kirby D.
That's the Jesse Marsh vibe.
Yo.
Okay.
Dellboy said Jesse Marsh's Kenny Loggins, I'm all right vibe.
I don't know, Kenny.
Bro, you just exposed yourself as a Jesse Marsh, dog. Don't nobody know what a Kenny Loggins is?
I know he's a singer. He's a singer, but I'm sure I've heard his song, but I don't know.
Who's the Kenny Rogers is who I think of when I hear Kenny Loggins. Yeah. I don't know if that's the same person.
It's not the same person.
You never know. Maybe okay. That's his nickname when he takes his pants off, bro. Dang. Kenny Rogers became Kenny Loggins.
Okay.
Phase Distortion said Jesse definitely uses kitchen utensils like a microphone when he feeds his family. That is wildly specific.
What a great image.
God, so perfect.
I think Leeds are in a, they haven't looked bad even in these string of losses. They lost 4 in a row. They're not like, again, they're not getting demolished, and they just like, you know, the sort of the defensive issues here and there. But again, I think to beat Liverpool for an American manager as well,
massive.
It's such a huge storyline. You question what the hell is going on at Liverpool, but it is what it is. The optics are the optics.
I think one of the most important things that can happen for the American manager is Leeds finishing the year with Jesse Marsh as their manager. And that means that they're not relegated. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't see them getting relegated. I think they're a lot better than the teams that are in the relegation zone now. Maybe outside of probably Leicester, which I don't think Leicester's going to get relegated. But Wolves and Nottingham Forest, I mean, I don't think there's any hope for.
Speaking of Leicester, did you hear what Brendan Managers, shout out to the OGs, Brendan Rodgers said about their
Brendan
game?
Brendan Loggins.
Only when things are bad. By the way, someone said Kenny Loggins did Danger Zone from Top Gun, which kind of highway to the danger zone.
Wow. Alexis, I know, that's all Alexis I only know that. Knowing a song about, that isn't.
That's all I know about it.
By Future.
But I just saw that movie about a year ago, maybe less than a year ago, which is why I know that. Pretty sure you've heard Highway to the Danger Zone, Christian, said Nick Wright. Crimson right, Pizza.
Then I have, yes. And Footloose. Yes, yes. Okay. So
Footloose I've never seen. Oh, you know.
You know the song, though.
Yeah. Is it gonna kick off your Sunday shoes?
Something like that, yeah.
Stupid.
Bars, bro.
By the way, can I also mention most of the dancing in that movie? Trash, and I've only seen clips. Bro.
So he's only seen clips, but most of the dancing is trash.
That's why I didn't say all. I seen the whole thing, but I ain't watching it. Mm. The mayor doesn't allow dancing.
My man watched Footloose on TikTok, and he knows he's about to give you the whole analysis.
Bro, I got that cliff notes of Footloose. Whatchamacallit? Brendan Rodgers said that he should have, that Leicester should have taken a point from the match against Manchester City. And people were complaining about the way Manchester City fans were complaining about the way Leicester were playing, that they were just trying to deny them the opportunity to score versus playing them. And I kind of have to say, that's the right tactic for playing Manchester City.
Yeah, of course.
It took an absolute wonder strike from Kevin De Bruyne to beat Leicester City when they were lined up that way.
Yeah.
That's kind of what you want. That's kind of, I got to give Brendan Rodgers credit. You kind of made the right choice there. Playing over the top, trying to use, you know, Jamie Vardy as often as possible. Going around the press. I mean, that's kind of genius in that sense.
He's a genius who lost 1-0. What else?
He lost 1-0 to Manchester City.
The man is a savant. It's not going to save his job. We know that. So,
He is spitting game, though, trying, though. He's like, I mean, I practically won, bro.
The results. And
he's like, put those 3 points on the board and look at me. I'm not doing that bad, bro.
The outcomes are the outcomes. I mean, even last season, very underwhelming, I think, for Leicester as well. But I think that's especially ever since they won the Premier League in 2015, I think the standard is raised. Leicester should be a lot better. And they've had good players.
I don't think they've made.
They can't keep their good players because all their good players end up, you know, succeeding elsewhere in the Premier League.
They're a selling team.
Right, right. But they seem to develop and bring in decent enough talent to, you know, not be worried about relegation. You know, that's why they got rid of Ranieri. I just expect more from them. I mean, look, even when we went to when we were emceeing the Fan Fest in Philly, there were a lot of Leicester fans. I'm sure that a lot of it has to do with 2015.
A lot of Leicester.
But I'm not casually just seeing Leicester fans around in New York. So they have a reasonable contingent of a reasonable fan base, and I think they expect something a little bit more than what they're getting right now.
Look at the arrivals, transfer arrivals, for 23-24, which is next season. How do they do that? Yeah, wait a minute. How is this possible?
This is 22-23, which is the season that we're currently
in. Okay, I was reading the wrong title. All right. So they got a guy named Wout Fies. Where are you? Okay. That's not going to work out. They pay 18 mil for him.
I mean, I hope he's good. I don't know.
Wout? W-O-U-T.
Woot? I would say Woot.
Woot.
There it is.
There it is. Hey. Oh, there. Justin OGs remember. and they got a guy named Alex Smithies from a free transfer.
From Cardiff,
and then they got two guys back from end of loan. They sold Fofana, Kasper Schmeichel. Did they sell Kasper?
Yeah, to Nice. Yeah.
That's right. And then they loaned out the two players that they just got back. Last year, they brought in a couple of players. No one crazy, but Patson Daka, he's been really good. Boubacaray Soumaré, also a very good player. Janik Vestergaard, pretty good player, you know. But look, overall, what you're seeing for the last two seasons is an insane amount of departures, barely any arrivals. And what you've got is you've got now two seasons where you haven't made really any signings that are going to put your club back into the top four. And it's not like they're rebuilding either. They're kind of just waiting.
I think, maybe the owner died in the helicopter.
That was a while ago.
It was a while ago, but I mean, I'm sure it's changed the trajectory a little bit of the team, or maybe.
Yeah, and by the way, from all accounts, he was an incredible dude who really cared about Leicester. He did a lot for the city, for the players.
So maybe I think it's the son who took over.
Right.
And maybe the direction of the club is just maybe not going in, you know, the right place or where it was originally intended.
It's in a bit of a stalemate. You know, you've got to make some changes. If you look at where Arsenal was when Mikel Arteta took over, he began the process of like, we need to refresh this squad. We need to do something different. And he started that process in place. I haven't seen that from Brendan Rodgers.
Maybe it will take like selling Jamie Vardy or something like that. Like maybe that big.
You can't sell him now. He's 36.
There was a chance that they could.
They should have.
And they probably should have.
I actually respect the fact that he stayed with them. Of all the players from that title-winning year, he stayed. He's loyal to the club that brought him up essentially to the Premier League.
And there was the last game that I think he went into, there's the clip of him, you know, getting about to get subbed on.
Chugging a Red Bull.
Just slamming it down before.
This kid's heart's going to burst out of his chest.
It's like, bro, that's his go juice, all right?
And Kirby D said, so where's his money going to? This is the question I have.
Maybe players don't want to play at Leicester. Not that appealing. Maybe, you know, we all know.
But you know who would? Players that want to play in the Premier League that don't have another option.
It's just there's a little bit of, what manager you have determines whether, what players will go there, what players that
not manager always.
Not always, but Brendan Rodgers, I think, has a little bit, maybe it's getting to the point where his reputation is not where, like, high-profile players want to go play for him. That's my best guess.
Okay, but do you honestly think Leicester needs high-profile players? Or do you think they need those players that are maybe getting offers for some of your lower half of the table clubs that are looking for a chance to break into the Premier League, looking for a chance to show up? I don't think Leicester will ever stop being a selling club. I don't think Leicester will ever stop being a springboard to a larger opportunity club. Maybe. They'll never be a powerhouse. They'll never be one of the big six. That said, you should be out there getting those players where, you know, it's a big deal for the player to be in the Premier League and are showing well. You're going to have to constantly do that.
Sure. But I think it's relegation.
Where are those signings? 2 years now.
I mean, look, I would argue that
you're getting guys named Woot.
I would argue that they are making those signings of those younger up-and-coming players that they think will make an impact, and they happen not to. That's all.
Okay. I'm going to look at Woot Fias. He's Belgium. Birthplace? MOL. Mole. Is no one finishing these words, dude? He's got 7 appearances, and so far he has 0 goals, 0 assists, 1 yellow card. I don't even know what position he plays. Oh, he's a defender. He's a center back. They went out and bought a center back, and that's it. Woot. Made 7 appearances. Looks like David Luiz if he was from California.
Andrew Johnson said, nothing wrong with selling if they keep financially afloat. Too many teams spend too much and still end up mid-table and bankrupt. Yeah, like that's another aspect that I think a lot of people don't take into consideration.
They're in that zone of like, yo, shit or get off the pot. You're kind of in this like top 10, but not really top 10 position. And if you don't start to make signings, even if they're reasonable, you're going to start to slip into that relegation zone. And do you really want to go back to the championship? You're not going to get the TV money. You're not going to get all these other things. You need to strike while the iron's hot. You at least need to buy the type of players that are going to move you up the table. Have a plan in place, even if it's sensible.
But that's you're suggesting that there is no plan in place. Do you think they want to be in the position that they're in?
Woot is your plan?
I mean, I don't know.
That's not your plan?
I'm not going to base my roster decisions on simply if I think their name is fun to say or not. All right? So Alexis and I will run clubs a little bit differently.
Yo, my whole team would be full of Woots, dog.
Okay.
But you can't just say a $16 million center back is your plan to break into the level above you, which is your top 6. Get back into that place.
I mean, I don't know what the exact Leicester City ambitions are. I'm going to assume that every Premier League club from 1 to 20 starts the first day being like, we're at the top of the table. You know, we have an opportunity to be at the top of the table and win the league. But reality strikes you in the face very, very quickly. It's that balance of obviously winning and staying, keeping your place in the Premiership.
Look, you have to have a good manager, you have to have good players, and you have to have a good system.
But that's for the sporting side. But that's for the sporting side. I mean, there's also the business aspect, like just being.
I don't care about the business side. The business side, they're pretty good.
They're
doing fine.
It can't just be.
They got money. Here's the thing. You need a good manager. You need good players, and you need a good system. Of those three, which ones do they have? And I'm just going to remind you.
I would say players. I think they have good players.
Well,
that's it.
Then let me counter Woot.
Look, those are the only options you gave me. So
no, three out of those three.
No, I'm saying, but good. It's like the word you use is good. I think they have decent players, but I think they have a bad system and a bad manager. I don't think Brendan Rodgers is, I think
he's not the guy to bring into the top six. Top four.
Bad is also not the word. I wouldn't describe him that way, but he's
an ineffective manager.
Right. I don't think he's
good. I think you have an ineffective manager who has an ineffective system right now because of the players that he has. And I think he has ineffective players.
Okay. Matt DePrima said they could have sold Tielemans for like $70 million a year or two ago, but they were adamant on keeping him. That's another
example.
And
now what happened? Nobody wants him.
Exactly, dude. He was supposed to go to Arsenal, right? Didn't the Arsenal fans want him?
God, $50 million. Thank God we did not waste that money. Mm. Although maybe he looks better with us.
Okay. That
turns around and sees Woot.
The result for Arsenal was big as well. They won 5-0 against Nottingham Forest.
Helped us where we needed the most. One got us back in first place. And the goal differential is huge. I believe we're plus 19 now.
Arsenal, they have a good system, a good manager, or a good blah, blah, blah.
Great all three. I think I held up four fingers there just now.
Absolutely flawless. Yeah. What a surprise.
Yeah. Top of the league, dude.
Yes, but not. We weren't in the top of the league at the beginning of the day.
Who cares? At the end of the weekend, at the end of the round.
Can Arsenal hold on? Can they hold on with the perfection that is Manchester City?
People have been saying this for how many weeks now? And we've been holding on. Do you know what our next four matches are?
I don't know what you're
winnable. Saying. That's what they are. Okay. No, it's
should I know? I didn't know there was gonna be a pop quiz teach.
We play Zurich next at home. Mm-hmm. I believe we play Chelsea.
Lost in the Champions League though, and in Europa League.
Europa League.
Sorry. I cannot believe I associated Arsenal with the Champions League. That was my mistake.
Can I tell you that? My heart hurts now that you said that. And Woot, there it is. We lost in the Champions League. Wait, why am I looking at the standings? We play Zurich at home. Mm-hmm. We play Chelsea next. No, Zurich, Chelsea, Brighton, Chelsea away. Brighton go to the Emirates. Then we go away to Wolves. And then it's the World Cup. Out of those four matches, I would say all four are winnable. Brighton might be the toughest one.
I don't think there's a win at Brighton, bro. Oh, against Brighton.
Against Brighton? You crazy.
That's the EFL Cup, too. So, yeah, they might not. That's not going to be the strongest roster.
Yeah,
so
neither one of us are going to play. So, in Premier League, it's just Chelsea and Wolves. Europa League, it's Zurich.
At Stamford Bridge? I don't know.
Two away matches.
Against Aubameyang. Gonna be fun.
Bro, you think Aubameyang even gets on the pitch for that?
He does.
He ain't scoring much.
Score more than
I don't care if he scores against us, to be honest with you. As long as we score more than that.
I want him to do a damn Black Panther backflip, the whole thing, dude.
Bro, his hairline gonna fall off.
So the result, I think that was probably a bit of a shock is Brighton beating Chelsea 4-1. And really
That's like your ex liking one of your photos from like 75 weeks ago on Instagram. It's that level of win.
That her liking an old photo? Why is that a win for
her?
Because
that means they're looking. No, that's a win for you. Because Grandpa lost.
Yeah.
Your ex lost.
Okay.
That's a win for you. You know how this works, dude?
But your ex, yes. For Chelsea.
If your ex.
Chelsea's ex lost. Right. Because
what?
Brighton's ex lost.
Brighton. Potter liked one of Brighton's photos from 75 weeks
ago. Get the board and the string, and we'll really get down to this mystery.
I do not get it. I think the wig is blocking your brainwaves, dude.
Yeah, blonde, they get it's a little bit different. Yeah,
you're having more fun, but you're just not as sharp as you used to be.
So, look, I think the main concern, at least for
Nick Red, by the way, said, I think Arsenal can take Brighton, but not Hove and Albion.
Bro, you got to play two teams?
Damn. What law firm is this?
I think that the main concern a lot for American fans, this was Christian Pulisic, I think his second straight start.
Mm.
And, and to lose 4-1, it's always.
Ain't his fault. He ain't a defender.
this was the interesting thing that Chelsea had two own goals. I think
how many of them were scored by Americans?
Zero. Zero. Ruben Loftus-Cheek.
Zero.
Zero. Zero. Now I started saying Ruben. Zero.
Is destroying your brain. You're becoming Alexis, dude.
Ruben Loftus-Cheek.
We should have dressed as each other. I would have been canceled immediately if I took it too far.
Loftus-Cheek and Chalaba scored the two own goals. So, I think that's kind of, it pretty much crushes you. One own goal. Whatever.
That's like your ex's boyfriend tripping when he meets you.
Bro, your ex's cousin bumping into
follow along with me. Just graduated. A master's degree, but he got caught cheating.
Okay. Nah, you get it.
And then you take your pants off and everyone calls you Alexis Loggins.
Okay. This is, okay. Keep up with this math problem.
And then what time do the trains meet?
I don't think Chelsea are in a very, very bad spot or anything like that, but the noise of get Pulisic off my team and all that stuff.
Has that been happening?
I mean, look, just Chelsea fans are not happy with this play. But the other person,
is that true? The past two matches?
Yeah, yeah. No, not specifically the past two matches. I'm just saying in general.
In general,
a lot of people just say he's not good enough. But a lot another person getting a lot of heat is Raheem Sterling. He also had a pretty bad game in that same. He's had a rough go.
I've seen some stats of him basically just, infographics of his stats not meeting up.
Yeah. This was Pat Nevin at BBC Sport. And the quote, he said, if Sterling keeps playing the way he is right now, he's not even a consideration for the World Cup, which
seems a bit overblown.
I agree. Because I think Raheem Sterling, I don't think England has too many better options. He's a lock in starter for the English national team. So I also didn't really understand the move to Chelsea. I didn't think this was a great move for him.
Here's why I think it's a good move. He's not a part of the system that Pep wanted. He wanted it to be a bit more direct, to pass the balls to you, Erling Haaland. Mm-hmm. So he had to move, he had to go. And I think an opportunity for him to have been the star somewhere is a good draw. It just ain't really working out at Chelsea. But they've also had, a lot of major shifts. I think it's going to take Graham Potter a little bit longer than everyone expected for it to sort of settle.
Yeah, it seems like, look, their best player to me is Kai Havertz, and then I would say after that is probably Mason Mount. But I think the injuries to N'Golo Kante is hurt, and even in the last 2 years, N'Golo Kante hasn't really played that much.
Not having N'Golo Kante is massive for whatever team he's supposed to be on.
Right, right, right.
Because you plan around a guy like N'Golo Kante.
So,
this is what it was. It was Timo Werner.
Right.
Timo Werner. At Leipzig, has 9 goals and 4 assists in 1,039 minutes. And Raheem Sterling in 1,249 minutes has 4 goals and 2 assists.
But this is the trap.
But they said, did Chelsea make a mistake? Chelsea made a mistake signing Werner the first time. You think they're going to be in the kid can't play in Stamford Bridge for some reason.
I mean, the primary look, if you can't make that comparison when, people are always saying, if the Premier League is the best league, then the numbers for attacking players will reflect that. There's no way that you're not getting, Europe's top goal scorer in the Premier League, most likely outside of me, Erling Haaland, who that this time, I'm here to change that.
Who kind of did show, even though it was only, 10, 12 games, but he did show maybe the Premier League ain't really
difficult. When you're a monstrous freak with incredible footballing ability like me.
Yeah. With or without the wig, we're talking.
Okay.
This is both Christian and Christian Loggins we're talking about here.
Those numbers are not surprising to me at all. That's how it should be. That's how it should look. The Premier League is faster. The defending should be better. Therefore, there should be less goals scored and less wild statistics. You're not going to get even Robert Lewandowski.
you know, who's the league has the most goals in Bundesliga. I think 44 or something like that. I don't imagine him even doing that in La Liga, and it's not to just
to
put down Bundesliga, but it is what it is. We all have eyes,
bro. The first time we did the trip out there, you know, the president of Bundesliga or whatever, one of their affiliates or whatever it was, he was like, "Oh, we have 2.4 goals scored per game. It's the most of anywhere in Europe of the major leagues."
Yeah, yeah.
And everyone's like, "Oh, clap, clap, clap!" And in my head, I looked at you and I was like, "Bro, that means defending ain't really y'all even trying on defending."
Yeah, look, if you're a very good defender, you're gonna have interest and offers from some of the other leagues.
Hugo Sanchez said, outside of me, Erling Haaland, which is, that should have been the name this whole time.
We had Erling Halanko, which is all right. But Erling Haaland is probably the winner. So shouts to you. Thank you.
Also, I like Andrew Johnson said, why am I having to do math while thinking about soccer, Alexis? What happened to just saying, this dude's dope? Yeah, that's my standard right there, bro.
Okay. Anything else? Before we're probably wrapping up soon.
I guess we never answered the question, which is on the thing is, is Liverpool bad?
Liverpool is bad. But done. Should wrap it up. Liverpool is,
should their fans be worried?
Yeah.
Is there a way around this?
I think
I don't think anyone thinks Liverpool's finishing in the top four. That's not a possibility. It doesn't look like this season.
It doesn't feel like it. There's sort of two things. I think Liverpool are probably worse than we think, and I also think Manchester United are better than we think as well. Like
you think Manchester United has a possibility of finishing in the top four? They're in fifth place right now.
Totally. Yeah.
So let me just update everyone. Arsenal, top of the league. They have 31 points.
Yes.
That is 15 more than Liverpool.
Good. More math problems. Yes. Is this bad for Arsenal? Good for Arsenal?
That's double the points, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not catching up. And even second place, they're
29 points for Manchester City.
Yeah.
You ain't catching up to that. What's the possibility? What's Liverpool's? It's almost hard to say because they lost to Nottingham Forest and Leeds. So I can't tell you. Why would I look at the next few matches? Yeah,
they're losing like games that they just shouldn't be losing. So look, are they going to get relegated? No.
No, they're not in danger of being relegated, but regardless of what the AI description generates. But,
you know, it doesn't look like they can win consistently enough to to even fight for like Europe. I mean they'll be in the conversation for sure, but this is just such a odd season, and maybe you can chalk it up to just like injuries or whatever, but it's just a bad look. I still go back to the they haven't fully adapted to getting rid of Sadio Mane and bringing in Darwin Nunez. And the attacking threat that was Sadio Mane and the attention that he brought opened up opportunities for so many other players that Darwin Nunez does not do that. And they don't have somebody like that to provide that kind of a threat. And so this is, I think, reflective of those decisions to get rid of Sadio Mane and also in Bundesliga, strange too, because Union Berlin are in first place and Bayern is, you know, have had a couple weird losses and
right,
things like that. So
there is, I mean, look, it seems like Bayern needs something more than just Sadio Mane. They need a striker. They hope to get one, and Liverpool are going to need a complete retooling. If Liverpool end the season in fifth place and they go to Europa, we'll have to consider that a good season. Based on where they are right now.
Yeah.
That's a good result for them.
Look, I mean,
isn't that crazy?
Liverpool, the standard, they should be fighting with Manchester City every year for the title. And they should always get in very far in Champions League. So that's the standard. We all know that. Their fans are not going to accept, especially if they don't make it, even if they make it to Europa League or Europa Conference League or whatever, that's an embarrassing season, I think.
It is.
They spent $100 million or whatever on one player. No.
Based on where they are right now, I don't think they even make it to European spot. I don't think they finish in the top. I mean, based on where they are right now, it's really hard to tell the second half of the season they can.
I think they can
make some major signings in January.
I'd be shocked if they at least finish. I'd be shocked if they finish top four.
Okay, well then here's a question I have for you. Yes or no? And I want the fans to join in on this as well. Yes or no? Was it a mistake to give Salah the bag?
No. Who are you going to bring? Wait, you've asked this before. Well, I don't know why you hate Mohamed Salah so much.
I love Mohamed Salah.
You're just like, this man is just a waste of money.
But I really think that when you have a player that like him in his age group.
So give me something new with this response. Let's settle this Mohamed Salah. Where do you stand
Months.
He was one bad game, two bad games. Then he scored 8 goals in the Champions League. It's like,
was signing Darwin Nunez for $100 million a mistake? Yes or no? I would say yeah.
I would say yes as well.
Okay, so then the other question is, you didn't sign a player like Mohamed Salah. You gave him a massive contract.
Yeah.
You have to look at that and say, you probably should have let him go.
Based
on the results you're getting for, what is it, $350,000? What's he getting?
He's getting a lot of money. But there's nearly $400,000 a week. You think that there's this abundance of talent roaming the planet? Bro, there's not enough elite footballers in the world.
You don't need to find elite footballers. You need to find players that become elite in your system. Luis Diaz RSL said no to Luis Diaz.
Okay.
RSL said, nah, we ain't paying 18. We only want to give you 12 million. He gets to Liverpool, becomes an elite player because you're in a system that allows it. Now, I'm not saying Luis Diaz is elite, by the way.
Hold on. You get
what I'm saying? He raises his level because he's in a system that allows you to do that. Mohamed Salah had given you the best he was going to give you.
Okay. There's just too much going on here because Luis Diaz is a good player. Yes. Raises level to blah, blah, blah. The dude has a little bit of sauce and he's brought it to a sauceless Premier League. So the guy looks like an absolute. Look,
you heard it here, folks. You're Premier League dry, bro.
Look at how people reacted to Anthony. Anthony from Manchester United doing a spin. Literally, people are having strokes because they're like, how could he spin a couple times?
I can't believe we forgot to talk about this. Do you care that he spun?
I don't care that he spun.
Isn't it stupid that people are care that he spun?
It's such a... But this is how, prim and proper the Premier League is supposed to be.
The Premier League, bro.
That a guy... And he almost, put in a great pass. He just overhit it. But the everybody on the pitch was frozen. They were like, what is this man doing?
Everyone's like, did you hear a whistle? My man's just spinning, bro.
He's spinning in Old Trafford? I mean, the ghost of whatever, Alex Charlton stand or whatever. Right. I don't know the names or whatever. I don't know if he also passed away, but apologies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think he did a long time ago, by the way.
I don't know.
Remember I'm not saying it, but remember the Chris Rock joke about the rims? They spanning.
Right, 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 right.
That was the fans because they're racist, some of them.
No. So this is so Luis Diaz, to me, he did his thing. This is what happened.
Camilo Garcia said Diaz came in with some sazón.
That's right, bro.
That's all it was, bro. He sprinkled in and we're like, what?
Right, because he did the Neymar, when they get a diagonal ball, mm-hmm. and he traps it with his foot behind the one leg, and everybody's like, oh my God, this is the future of the sport.
Wow. He uses other leg.
So Luis Diaz to me is a decent player. The problem, more than decent, he's a very good player.
He's a very good player. I think he came from a fairly really good league and a good team. He's at a greater level.
He was at
Porto.
Porto.
Yeah.
And this is a problem with Liverpool and Klopp. Klopp is like, yo, we play you in Champions League. Yeah, yo, that dude kind of made us look a little bit bad. I don't know.
Buy him. Here's how we punish. We may not beat this team again, but we're going to buy him.
And the same thing happened with Diaz.
Minamino.
It happened with Darwin Nunez when he was at Benfica. And that seems to be the approach of
that's their scouting.
The scouting is like,
who do we play in Europe? And how good, which one was their best player?
And look, a lot of managers do that, and that's common, but it's Liverpool, they have a little bit of a pattern with it. So we all know it's a gamble. Whatever player you sign, you know what you're getting with Mohamed Salah.
Some teams are better than others at it.
I agree, right? But if the safe bet is to re-sign Mohamed Salah, give him some money because you've seen what he's done, that's the safe bet. Is it the smart bet? I'm not saying that, but this idea that they're stuck to their, you know, financial kind of ways, or they're stuck to, you know.
But that's good. It's good to have we have a system that we believe in financially. We don't spend X amount. We don't pay X amount. Everybody stays at this level. You ripped it all apart for what? For what, Liverpool? You said we'll never pay anyone more than $200,000 a week, and then you did it, and that dude ain't even performing. For what? I thought in Europe, you don't pay for what you've done. You pay for what you're going to do. I thought that was the whole process. And then what?
I mean, look.
You blew it all up for what?
I hate that you're making me defend Liverpool.
This is just the worst
feeling I have. But it's Mohamed Salah is a great player, and he could, in my opinion, slot into any of the other 19 teams.
Right. Here's the reverse. You don't re-sign him. He goes somewhere else. He would have played better. He would have bodied the league. And he would have scored multiple goals against you. That's just what's going to happen. But that's the L you got to take so that you don't spend 400,000 bags a week to pay someone that's not performing.
Okay.
Well, that's the L you got to take.
There's no
business.
There's no crystal ball that will determine. Like, this doesn't, to me, it doesn't really matter how much Mohamed Salah is getting paid I don't personally think that his contract is detrimental to Liverpool.
It is if you have an ethos that you sort of run your club by, which is no one gets paid more than $200,000.
But if they do that, then why hold them to this standard forever? Like, you keep bringing up about Salah, their regret and blah, blah, blah.
Because that was like this major decision. How old is Mohamed Salah? 31, 32 years old? Why are you giving this guy $400,000?
Bro, you would have given him more money if you were in that exact position,
me?
Bro. Yeah, you.
No, not me. I would have said, who do we play against?
You know,
buy me those players.
Liverpool fans would have been like, why in the world are you getting rid of our best players?
Yeah, but that's the L you got to take. Yo,
it's all business.
But now
I'm not affected by anybody's opinion.
What are you talking about? You still took an L. Now you spent $400,000 a week to have a player that had now ruined his legacy at your club.
Okay.
Here's what you do. Can I just tell you?
Unbelievable.
Hold on a second. Look, you want to hear it? I'm going to give it to you. Please listen to me, okay? Because this is exactly what you do. This is what I would have done if I were to run Liverpool, okay? This is exactly how you handle it. One, you got to let him go. But two, you don't just let him go, you know, all happy, go lucky. You got to start leaking bad information into the press and the media.
Interesting.
Right? So you use a couple of burners, or you pay the media, you leak some bad information, and then you say you're not going to re-sign the player. Not because of that. We still love you. We still stand by you. But now what you've done is you'd muddy the waters around that person's name so that the fans aren't mad at you. They're questioning that player. He moves on, has a good season, changes the perception around him. People still say, like, oh, you should have resigned him. You should have resigned him, blah, blah, blah. But now you move on and you bring in three or four players that are a little bit younger, of the same ilk of how you got him and Luis Diaz. And you know what? Maybe two of them perform extremely well. And nobody gives a shit about Mohamed Salah anymore.
Okay. Interesting. At least I thought it was going to be an unethical strategy. But
no, dude.
Completely.
And by the way, what I just said is standard.
Okay.
In no way, shape, or form am I rewriting history here.
Right. I got some of my hair in my mouth. Just typical Erling Haaland problems.
Yeah. What does he do when he gets hair in his mouth?
Okay. That's it. We got to wrap up there.
As KC Fan TV said, or be like, Arsenal and buy City players.
Works. Well, that's it. Look, we all see the move in the business. It's a it's a very like you shake my hand, I shake yours. You know,
Fan XY said Alexis pitching the New Jersey plan, and Tommy B said Alexis boom boom business Guerrero.
My man is went to the Chris Christie school school of managing.
I went to, by the way, who I forgot who it was. Someone put the name Sharp James in the chat. I wish I would have said it. I forgot who it was. But yo, all I'm saying is you got to muddy the waters a little bit so that you get out a little bit scot clear. You know what I mean?
Whatever, man. Just that's it. He's what? It is literally one of the greatest players the Premier League has ever seen.
And
just,
still would have been.
The man is done.
He goes to PSG. Everyone feels good. PSG sells Mbappe. Mbappe's at Real Madrid. I would have changed the world of football forever.
Okay. He's doing his powers for good.
The two things I said have both come true. I said you do not give Mohamed Salah that bag, and he shouldn't have. And I said you do not re-sign Cristiano Ronaldo. This will not go well. And it was 100% true.
I love those are the perfectly same comparison in type of players and personalities, right?
I'm out here, bro. I'm about business decisions, bro. Y'all making decisions with your heart.
Yeah.
This ain't Love Island.
I love,
this ain't The Bachelor.
The distinguished businessman, Alexis, the very wealthy man, he's done everything right.
Bro, y'all lucky I didn't go into business because I would have been arrested.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us today. Another fun, a nice little Halloween episode of The Cooligans. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. We'll be back tomorrow, podcast listeners, and live here on YouTube. Obviously, we have a lot of American soccer to discuss. The MLS Cup playoffs, the NWSL Championship. We were in attendance. MLS Cup, the MLS Cup final is coming up this weekend as well. So
it's going to be a big one. It's a big weekend. A
lot to discuss. And as always, we have a new episode of No Cap Recap coming out this week on Patreon. So go to patreon.com/soccercooligan so you can hear all the stories of a pretty wild weekend.
It was a crazy one. We would have recorded an episode, but we didn't have a room in Philly. We drove back that night. So we're going to do it this week.
So we're going to, we were at Subaru Park. We were at Audi Field. We got to rub elbows with all the coaches. We said hello to Nick Cushing, which is Jim Curtin.
Dude, I almost missed saying hello to Jim to Nick Cushing. Coach!
A very emotional weekend, to say the least. So
it was a wild one.
You'll hear those details on Patreon, so make sure to join ASAP, as soon as possible, okay? So we'll see you tomorrow. That's it. Anything else? Follow us everywhere at Soccer Cooligans. So two things I want to mention. Congrats to SKC Fan TV reaching
1,000
subscribers on YouTube. You love to see it. Happy, we've always given him a shout out. Happy
he's
to
the best.
Help. So go get him to 2,000. But also, we are 100 away from 5,000.
Come on,
bro.
We're about to hit 5K.
So if you're not,
the road to 5,000 continues.
So if you are not a subscriber to our YouTube channel, make sure you do that. It help us get to 5K. And while you're at it, subscribe to the Cooligans Clips channel that is right there on our YouTube channel. You'll see it right on the front page. So
clips.
We're almost
clips.
At 100 there. So help us out.
Bro, we're about to get monetized on two, bro.
Bro.
Oh, we're already on one, about the second one.
Okay, and we know about Alexis's business plan, so help him get there.
And if you don't, I'm going to be releasing some information on YouTube that they won't like.
Okay.
Muddy the waters.
Everyone here in the chat, we got dirt on you.
Muddy the waters a little bit.
All right. Thank you, everybody.
You know what sucks is you know I'm right. You know this is how business is done.
I mean,
don't be soft.
Don't be a good person.
No.
Don't even consider it.
Don't be soft. We want to see the whole Lions. You feel me?
show me the whole messy 10, bro.
Damn. By the way, that's not based on his number. You got to see this show, dude.
Okay. Well, we'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Peace. Have a good one.
Love you guys.